Well, the Defence Force is also standing by to send troops and equipment into the affected areas as soon as it's safe. Brigadier Chris Field spoke to reporters from the Laverack Army Barracks and said equipment to clear debris and reopen roads is ready to be deployed from Townsville.
So the HMAS Chules Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Relief Vessel, designated by the Australian Defence Force, she will be loaded in Brisbane tomorrow with a humanitarian assistance disaster relief package. That package is flexible, and we have people in the disaster affected area, and we'll be looking for information from them if we can gain it, which will give us specific items that may be required in those areas. We'll have to assess how easy it is to get into those areas, particularly by road and by air. We don't know the extent of the damage, but we'll assess the damage in the morning, particularly in concert with our civil partners, and we'll make sure that we can get people to the area as quickly as possible.
Are your helicopters on standby for this mission?
So both Army and Navy rotorbearing assets have been prepared for this operation, and depending on the needs from the community, we will look to utilise those assets as needed by the state and local authorities.
That's Brigadier Chris Field speaking from Laverack Barracks in Townsville.